What do you get when you put a group of fanboys in a room with a mic? From video games, comics, and movies to uncensored social commentary, nothing is off limits. With your hosts, Pistol P Jr., The Blue Guy, Chuck Bitch, G-Roll, and Player 2, this is The Real Press Start. So sit down, load up, log in, and press start.
Okay.
Oh, yes, we are back once again. It is time for you to get them headphones in and whip them Peters out. Because it is the Peter Now Podcast with your host, specifically Junior Chubb Beach, and the infamous Jeezy Weezy, a.k.a. Sax Out.
Sax Out?
Sax Out.
Just the sack.
Yeah. Balls are in.
The balls are in. It's just
the sack.
The balls are shaft.
I wasn't even thinking like ball sacks. I was thinking like saxophone. I wasn't thinking. My mind wasn't in the gutter at all.
Epic sax guy. Happy Pride Month, everyone.
Is it Pride? Yeah. We're all dressed in our rainbow tank tops.
Yeah. I was reminded because of the rainbow names on the fighters.
I didn't
fronts.
Notice.
But I'm also bringing it up because, so, the developers of Injustice 2, the mobile game.
Uh-huh. You know what? For the Instagram post, you should put my face on fucking Terry from Reno 911.
I'm 95% sure I can do that.
You know what that is?
Yeah.
He's
only, yeah.
Nick Swartzen.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. Never mind. I was confusing with the other one, but yeah.
Nick Swartzen.
Yeah, Nick Swartzen, yeah.
Son of a bitch. Papa! But we're back.
Oh, yeah.
So, Pride Month, Injustice 2. So they do, like, different events. Like, so, like, for Christmas, they'll put, like,
They're still doing shit for that game?
Yeah.
How old is it?
Mobile game is, I guess, still pretty popular.
A mobile game?
Yeah.
Wait, for what?
Injustice 2.
Oh, Injustice.
And so, like, you know Mortal Kombat does the towers, like, and they have, like, time towers that change, like, it had a theme? Well, they had a Pride Month tower this month, and
Giant dick?
Yeah. He just had to climb the penis. No, but so they made the final boss.
No, that would only be for gay pride.
Gay pride, yeah. I mean, well...
No, it's LGBT. Chiba. It's L...
Augusto Saka.
LGBTQ.
Plus, yes.
Augustus.
But so, the developers at Injustice thought it was a good idea to make the final the challenge for Pride Month to beat up the only bi character they have on their roster.
Oh yeah, I heard about that. Yeah,
beat up the only what?
Bi character.
Who's that? Poison Ivy.
Poison Ivy.
Yeah, Poison Ivy's like the only.
Openly bisexual.
Openly bisexual.
Well, I guess Harley Quinn is too.
I think Harley Quinn... No, I think Poison Ivy is openly gay. And Harley Quinn is bi.
And bi, okay. Well, then they had them beating up the only openly gay character
yeah.
on the roster. So they put out an apology.
Yeah, so it's like, yeah. So it's kind of like the opposite effect. Like, everyone's going on there to
put
beat the shit out of a fucking gay person.
Gay character, yeah. For Pride Month, we're going to let you beat the shit out of that only gay character on the roster. Make it happen. So this is their apology.
It's probably a last minute thing. They're probably like,
what do we do for Pride Month?
Let's just make an event where everyone gets to fight fucking Poison Ivy.
We recognize associating our latest global challenge with Pride was insensitive and inappropriate. Real life violence against LGBTQIA+ community and women within that community in particular is all too common, and we should actively engage in efforts to end LGBT.
So why do they have to keep adding letters when they've already got the plus?
The
there?
Plus, yeah.
Like, there's no point in the plus if you're just gonna keep going.
Yeah, because it was LGBT.
What's the Q?
I think it's queer. Yeah.
Which is queer different than gay?
I I don't think so. I don't know.
Peter's queer.
Because isn't... Because queer means, like, weird.
Yeah.
And then also, queer was also used as, like...
homosexual.
Yeah.
But gay was also used to mean happy. So, I, like...
Yeah.
Gaylord fucker.
They keep stealing our words!
I know, it's just something, like, whatever word is going to be, they're going to complain about it.
Yeah.
Eventually...
Wait, I don't know what the I
new words.
Yeah. So what are the new letters? After Q is AIP?
Let me see.
What is AIP? There's new?
So...
It's LGBTQ, so lesbian, gay, bi, trans, queer?
Remember they were trying to attack,
or is this something called, like, quasi-sexual?
Remember they were trying to attack, like... pedophile, like, child love onto that too.
Yeah, they call, what do they call that?
That's the cute.
No, they call it, no, those are MAPs. It's minor attracted person.
Oh.
Yeah. And then there's zoophiles. They're trying to say that they're...
So what's after the Q in the...
So, it's lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, or questioning, intersex, and asexual.
Oh. And then there's a P, that's
and pansexual.
And pansexual.
Yeah. And there's also demisexual.
Why do they leave the D out?
Because they want you to they want you to add the D later.
To all of them. Except the L.
Except for the L, yeah. The L's don't add the D. That's why they left the D out. demisexuals are... I hadn't heard this one before.
Demi Lovato.
It's someone...
It's just Demi Lovato.
you were only attracted to Demi Lovato.
That's just whatever the fuck Demi Lovato
is. You're only attracted to Kratos. All other demigods in mythological...
Kratos, Hercules.
You're only attracted to godlike creatures.
Apparently, it's demisexual is someone who can only experience sexual attraction after an emotional bond has been formed.
I thought that was pansexual.
No, pansexual means they are romantically and sexually attracted to, like, multiple people. I think. I mean, let me look at their actual.
Does he have tattoos?
I think that's intersexual.
I think he does have tattoos, but you can't see.
You can't see him
because he's so dark.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, he has tattoos, you can see them, but... Okay, pansexual is a person who is sexually, romantically, or emotionally attracted to people regardless of their sex or gender.
Darker spots.
Wait, isn't that bisexual? Well, no, because bisexual...
Bisexual, you're attracted to men
or
women. Pansexual adds in the trans people.
Yeah.
Basically anybody.
Yeah. What about those guys who go to bodybuilding competitions but don't actually suck dicks?
Those are brosexuals.
Brosexuals.
Another B. LGBB.
It's a B lowercase R.
I've been recently getting back on Twitter, so I was scrolling through Twitter, and someone had shared
tweet or
someone else. I didn't see what the original poster was, but it was it had a dog with a rainbow cape. And it says...
Doge sexual.
No, well, it said, add Z, don't forget the Z and LGBTQ, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. And because they're zoosexuals, meaning they fuck animals.
Yeah, they're...
Or zoophiles, not zoosexuals, zoophiles. Uh-huh. And so, like, I was looking at the dog with that cape, and I was just thinking, somebody fucks that dog.
Poor dog.
I know.
It's terrible. Are they sucking his dick?
I don't know.
Because they would not be cute for that dog.
Not if they're fucking the dog. Yeah,
it depends. If the dog's doing the fucking, he's probably...
Yeah.
But see, a dog can't...
Yeah, what if they're getting fucked by the dog?
The dog is loving that part. But a dog can't consent to, like, you know...
It
can
consent to fuck you. Because it's fucking you. Yeah.
But it can't be, like, it can't consent to being fucked.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a... I mean, and then... Well, same thing like with the maps. They're saying that they should be included into LG. It's like, no, you shouldn't be. Uh-huh. That's a crime.
There's a lot of people who fuck animals in this world.
Yeah.
Fucking desert
and
shit. Yeah.
What was that?
Remember that guy? That guy was getting fucked by a horse.
Yep. He was a Boeing boy.
Fucked by the horse.
Yeah. He was Mr. Hands. Yeah.
I thought he was fucking the horse.
He got fucked by the horse.
He was getting fucked. He got fucked to death.
Yeah.
Gave him internal bleeding.
Internal bleed.
That nigga got fucked to death.
Damn. No, he didn't die. He went dead.
Blew out of the eardrum.
Hey, you want to pause?
Alright, let's take a quick break.
Alright. Pop, pop, we're back once again!
Oh yeah!
That was a whack-ass fight.
Fucking jizz right
now. Gotta watch the official trailer for Ratchet & Clank.
Rift Apart.
Newest trailer.
It's popping.
2002 on a tube TV.
It still looks good.
I know, it doesn't look bad.
It's like HD,
2007. This was the remake?
No, this was Ratchet & Clank 2.
Yeah. PS3, no?
This is the remake.
Is it?
There was a Ratchet & Clank
2016.
This is the new one. Ripped Apart.
That's the new one. Apart. Yeah. 2021.
You have the PS5 over there. Over there.
Didn't really. It was just the commercial.
Yeah, that's just the TV.
It was actual.
I mean, I'm already sold on it. It looks great.
What's Free Fire?
It looks technically gorgeous. What?
Free Fire.
What are the videos that we have?
I have a couple of their Instagram clips though, but.
Nah, I don't want that shit.
but it's because I have shit related to them.
Who related to who?
To the story. Oh, can I connect? Oh, shit!
Chronic Blunt.
Do that one.
Yeah, that sounds it was cool.
It's like a side-scroller beat-em-up. But, like, and then, like, the boss fights, you have to do, like, trash talk in the beginning. Depending on what you pick, like, you can cause different status effects to the bosses.
That's funny.
This game has been in development forever. Because, like, well, like, no studio wanted to make it. Yeah. And so, like, it's an end of, like, they were doing Indiegogo.
Interabang?
Intrabang.
Why don't you turn up a little bit?
Turn up just a little bit.
Just
a little bit.
You're the guy.
It looks like the cartoon. Remember the cartoon?
Yeah, the cartoon.
That's good.
Yeah, that's good.
The Silent Bob character actually does look like Silent Bob. Jay looks a little...
It's like Shaggy.
Yeah. I'm actually looking like the face of his baby.
He's just throwing like high kicks and spin kicks.
You guys' tits.
You can see his dick from behind and see it when he fell.
No, I didn't see this.
Looks funny.
Yeah. I'll get that.
Bloodstained.
Toho.
Cum stain?
Toho? Toho?
Toho?
Toho?
Toho.
Anti. What?
Potato Flowers
Blaster Master 03.
What's new?
About Kung Fu Kickball.
Kung Fu Kickball!
I heard that that dodgeball game's actually pretty good.
That's what I've heard too.
Yeah.
It didn't look that good.
Supposedly IGN gave it a 9.
A 9?
IGN fucking sucks. I don't know.
And Basil Elsewhere.
Still, if it's a 9 to IGN, that means it's at least a 7 to everybody
yeah.
else.
Hey, this guy's got a mace arm.
It's like Bug Snacks.
What?
It's a mace.
What?
It's like, you know how Bug Snacks, their limbs will turn into whatever
they eat. Oh, yeah, yeah.
But it's...
He ate a mace.
Yeah. Did you ever finish Bug Snacks?
No.
You gotta finish Bug Snacks.
I didn't even start it.
This movie looks like a trip.
What is it?
This is it's one of the Conjuring movies, I think.
Oh, yeah.
He's possessed.
They made it like an exorcist type situation.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
So are these like pre-E3 trailers or are we just like
more
stumbling across shit?
I think we're just stumbling across shit right now. Coming for me.
When's E3? Is it next week or it's 10 days, right? The week after.
Let me see. Let me pull that
the
up.
Monday, the Monday after next.
E3 window.
Oh, look at it.
The official show starts Saturday the 12th.
Is it like loaded?
It's today, it's
the 5th. So it's next weekend. Yeah. Ubisoft, on Saturday, they're going to have Ubisoft.
Oh, so they're doing a weekend, huh? They're not doing Monday through whatever?
Yeah. Normally it starts on Wednesdays, I believe. It's usually Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
No, normally the conferences are normally Monday, Tuesday.
Oh, Monday, Tuesday, yeah, and then the actual show itself.
Yeah, and then the actual.
But I think this time, because they're only doing the shows.
Yeah.
Or they're actually doing the conferences.
Yeah, they probably want people to fucking watch it, so.
Okay. Ubisoft and Gearbox on Saturday. Sunday's Xbox and Bethesda. Square Enix. Monday, Capcom and Take-Two. Tuesday, Nintendo. Bandai Namco. Thursday, EA. And then that's the end.
It's annoying is how spread out they are.
Yeah.
Is that Dodgeball game free? Wasn't it supposed to be a free one?
Is it?
I thought it was. What were the free games this month?
Virtual Fighter 5. Squadrons and
Dodgeball.
No, it's like a.
It's a whack PS5
game. It's a PS5 game, but it's like a. Oh god.
It's a whack.
It looked like a co-op type game. I can't remember what it's called right now.
It just takes two. That one looks stupid too.
I heard that game was terrible.
It takes two, baby. It takes two, baby. It's me and you.
Is that what's in the cargo bay?
Just takes two.
What?
That outfit?
No.
It's the
same outfit.
It's the same outfit. Why is it different?
This is the third outfit.
It looks more yellow. I don't know why.
It's the HD 4K,
bro. Oh, let me see what. I gotta check the. What trophy? I got a trophy for finishing one of those levels.
I thought you played them, Returnal, didn't you?
No. It's just these ones. Just these ones. Yeah, so you got the Echo. That means I got everything in the Echo universe.
Oh, okay. I don't know why I thought you said you played them.
No, it doesn't even tell you. No, I just got the third ending.
Yeah, for the surveys, you need all the glyphs and then all the... just glyphs and the...
No, you need everything.
The logs?
Yeah. Which is everything.
The glyphs and the logs.
This is in the cargo bay. A butthole.
A butthole. So you can go back to the
first half.
First half.
I didn't even understand what it did the first fucking time.
Yeah, because you stay on the ship, you're like, what the fuck happened? The
yeah.
And then you go outside, you're like, oh, okay. Oh, I see.
It makes sense. So, it's not a huge spoiler.
Nah.
It's not a spoiler at all, to be honest.
Yeah, not really.
Like if he makes it to the house, that's probably a bigger spoiler than that.
I think they changed it where you can only sleep
just
once
be
now.
Like what happened?
Huh?
I think they changed it where you can only sleep once now.
Yeah.
Did you ever try it?
Yeah, I tried.
To get your health back.
Yeah.
No, I never did that. I feel like a waste of time.
Anthony Mackie was at a Avengers campus.
No, because if you have full health, when you pick up resin or whatever, it turns into the one that permanently.
Right.
So it's good to like leave what's on the ground, go back, pull your health, and then come back and then pick up all those.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it just felt like two times to push in that first area because then it's like, all right, I gotta go back to the start.
But you kind of need it in the first area because you're the weakest.
I've never felt like I needed it.
But Anthony Mackie was at Avengers Campus to hand off the shield. The Captain America that's gonna be in Avengers Campus is gonna be Falcon America. In the suit from, So it's gonna be the Black Captain America. Then he had off the shield. I like the fucking the Quinjet up at the top. They do the fireworks here. So
is Anthony Mackie gonna turn out gay because he's gay pride?
Yeah, right.
Or, I mean, Falcon.
Falcon and Winter Soldier. That was the rumor. Remember that we were all saying they were gonna.
Winter Soldier's going after his fucking sister. So.
Oh yeah, that's true.
He's not. He might be bi.
Yeah.
He wants both of them.
He's gonna have a threesome.
He's pansexual, actually. Because technically, he's transhuman. With a cyborg.
Yeah, but he's still. But he was a man, and he's still a man. He transitioned sexually.
Yeah,
he's a man, and he's.
But
still
he's transhuman. I can't. I. These guys, I just fight with the sword. I just jump and dash, and then fucking.
Oh, that forgot me.
Melee. I never shoot, especially if I just have the pistol. In the opening room, I just fucking melee and fuck out of everybody.
That's why you fucking suck.
Yeah. You probably take mad damage.
No, I don't. Watch. The next one, I'll do one.
Because those are risky plays, sir.
Because you miss, and then you're open for an attack.
No, I'm good. I'm good at
it. Obviously, because you beat it so many times.
I just can't get past a goddamn Citadel, man.
Anyway, what are the E3 games, this E3 game list?
Let me see the list of E3 games. Wait, are you sure you don't want to know about this Among Us chicken nugget that sold for nearly $100,000?
Oh, yeah. There was a chicken nugget in the shape of an Among Us character. Sold for $100,000. Was it sold as an NFT, or was it sold as just a bidding thing?
No, it was sold as a full-on, yeah. Okay, so the listing originally, the original price... 99 cents. So this guy wasn't, like, whoever posted this wasn't trying to get money.
It turned into
$100,000.
I must get this fucking chicken.
That's fucking sweet.
It actually sold for $99,997.
It's hilarious.
How do you like that one that bounces the projectiles back, Gabe?
On which one?
I've only got that one once, and like
I forget what it's called.
It was weird.
The coal spine.
No, the one that
where it's like a crystal, like a purple crystal.
Oh, the one that has the
bounce.
Yeah, the dread bounce. Dreadhound or whatever. I like that one.
It sucks against flying shit.
Yeah,
because if you miss, it goes into the sky instead of like against the wall.
Yeah.
Well, I felt like if you use it like a shotgun, it's really good.
Yeah, close.
I was using it. What was I doing with it? I was just shooting at a wall. I just kept walking closer and closer. So it's just like, you get closer. It's fun.
I had a good roll on it where I can't remember. I think I had 4 shots, and then every shot, I think every successful shot increased the damage.
Oh yeah,
nice. Okay, let me see these games. E3 games. These are the E3 games confirmed so far.
I suppose this is going to be an Avengers XCOM game.
XCOM?
Really?
Or at least there's rumors for it.
XCOM, isn't that it's not turn-based, is
it's
it?
It's kind of like... From what I understand, I think it's like StarCraft.
But I also think it's like... It has like... I know a lot of the...
Yeah, I think it's a strategic...
The combat is like VATS from Fallout. Where like you... Like,
oh, is it?
Yeah.
I thought it was like StarCraft where like you control everybody like on a map and you make sure like you micromanage everything that's going on the map.
I don't run into those things at all anymore.
Right.
The only time I ever see those now is in the Citadel. And it's like after one of those portals.
Which ones?
The one that you lay down to, like, you can either take damage or you get health, but you get an item for it.
There's two of them.
What the fuck? I never see those anymore.
I see these pretty often.
I've
never seen two back to back.
The only time I see them is in the Citadel. Let me see here. So I got an alphabetical list. I'll hand you the list, see which ones you want to call out and which ones. It's a pretty long ass list.
Just read them.
Bear and Breakfast? Fuck yeah.
Bear and Breakfast?
Bear and Breakfast.
Oh yeah. So I'm sold on just the name alone.
Everybody loves breakfast.
Everyone loves
breakfast? If you don't love breakfast, fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's AK Zolotl. There's Aeon Drive, Akatori, Amber Isle, Anno Mutationum, Arkvale, Batora, Lost Haven, Battlefield, Baron Breakfast, Beast of Maravilla Island.
Beast of Maravilla Island?
Yeah.
Are you
Is that fucking like Donald Trump?
Beasts of...
Beast of Mar-a-Lago Island? Donald Trump.
Is it Chernobylite, Death's Door, Demon's Mirror.
Demon's Mirror. That sounds like a metal band.
Oh. I hate this fucking rule because I do this show all the time. So well. Kung Fu Kickball.
Oh, we should watch that trailer.
Yeah, it looks stupid though.
No, that's not the one that we're.
No, we just saw the trailer for it though.
We were passing by, but we didn't actually watch it.
Raw Men.
Critical Rockets.
There's a game called Raw Men.
Raw Men?
Like R-A-W-M-E-N.
Raw
Men.
Is that a zombie game?
Wait, really quick, before you move on, that
must play Game of E3.
That reminded me, there was one time, so.
Young Raw Men.
This was like mid 90s, so porn on the internet was pretty hard to find at the time. And me and Gabriel, my other cousin Gabriel, Gabriel said that his friend showed him someone. It was like he found a porn site. It was all like comic book stuff, and it was like X-Men characters. So it was like Rogue naked, fucking Cyclope naked. He wanted to show it to me, so he decided to Google XXX Men.
Yeah, we always knew he was gay.
Yeah. But yeah,
it was an honest mistake, I swear.
So Raw Men, yeah, like, and like me, like, you know, I was sitting there, like, I'm like, this is probably not gonna turn up when he's, yep, that's a dick.
The Gecko Gods.
Gecko Gods. Did you say Gecko Gods or Deck of Gods?
No, the Gecko Gods.
The Gecko Gods.
Like the lizard.
The Gecko?
Yeah.
Shield Disruptor.
Unmetal.
Unmetal. That's a weird name.
They should have said plastic.
Dragon Age 4? Is that confirmed?
Yeah, I believe that is confirmed.
I never played a Dragon Age game.
I've heard they're good, but they're like Bioshock.
Mass Effect.
Acid.
It's the same shit.
Yeah, but Dragon Age hasn't had a bad rep yet.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
So far.
And you can be gay in that one, apparently.
You can be gay in Mass Effect.
Yeah, but like this one's like super gay. Like,
can't you be gay in Cyberpunk?
But can you be BTQ+?
I don't know.
B2K?
I remember watching someone, I was YouTube, and they were like all the romance scenes in Dragon Age, and I forget why I ended up watching it. But it was the opening scene was this giant demon, like dragon looking demon, and he's like talking about he's like, you know I love you, okay, so just stop, like why are we arguing? And then like it's like some dude. It was just like a very weird kind of, what is this, Pampers?
Yeah.
Wait, did it just like go to Pampers for?
Yeah, it just went in randomly. I was scrolling down and then just went to Pampers.
Oh, you probably
that was done, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, it seems like all the confirmed games are like indie games or something.
Yeah, that's what it seems like.
There's no big titles.
Other than Battlefield?
Yeah, other than Battlefield.
Oh, wait. What about the Xbox games?
Xbox?
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh, it's the same games, basically.
Halo.
Loot River. Run, Die, Halo. Run Again.
Call of Duty.
I Halo. Like that name, Run, Die, Run Again.
Run, Die, Run Again?
Yeah, basically.
All the big titles are going to be listed in the Xbox, but they're going to be for everything anyway.
Okay, here's
the thing. Yeah, right. Well, PlayStation doesn't. Isn't gonna have a conference or whatever.
These are the PS4, PS5 games.
Huh? They're not gonna have a conference yet again.
Yeah.
They're
not gonna be part of E3 like they did the Horizon thing before.
Oh shit! Shadow Warrior 3 is coming to PS5.
What's that?
Shadow Warrior is kind of like first person shooter, kind of like Doom, but it's very you play a character named Lo Wang.
Lo Wang.
Yeah. Like, and the humor in that game is very, like...
Is that, like, the Asian Little Wang?
No, it's Lo Wang.
Lo Wang.
Lo Wang is
low to the ground. Like, it's...
Oh.
Yeah, you're scraping Wang. The ground.
Oh, Wang. Not yeah. Wang. Oh.
But I used to have I think it was the second one that I had. It's a lot of fun. It was a PC-only game.
PC? PC?
But that's how old it was, because I had a PC that could run it.
Run it. Run it.
But run it was hilarious. It. Like you had it was like ninja weapons and stuff and like
ninja weapons?
I forget that like he would always make like he would just throw one liners out all the time. It was a hilarious game. So I'm looking forward to playing
Shadow. I didn't know that 3. When you go through here you just go straight to the Citadel.
Oh, I didn't know.
You never went up there?
I did once in like because I beat it the first run through. So I never came back here until I actually beat it.
I liked what she does when you go through there. Once you finally get the grappling hook, she says, what's she saying? I found a way to get to the Citadel. And then when you do that, she goes, and I have a way, and I have the technology to access it. Like, the way she, it's a very triumphant, like, you feel like, yeah, fuck yeah, I have the technology.
Yeah, she gets more like that as you go.
Yeah, more confident.
Well, she gets crazier.
Or, yeah, crazier too, yeah.
I wonder if the technology also makes her go crazy.
I think it is.
Yeah, because yeah, it is fucking attached
like
to
it. Yeah, it's...
Because, and if, especially if you look, if you go to your menu, your status menu, and look at all the equipment, it says, like attached to, like, it's almost like it's, like parasites. The way it says it's burrowed into her equipment.
Yeah. Burrowed.
Burrowed. What did I say? Oh, so speaking of games at R83, Dead Island 2, Saints Row, and Time Splitters will not be at E3.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Dead Island's never fucking coming out. And then... bro, Dead Island 2 was announced when Dying Light 1 came out.
Yeah.
At the same time as Dying Light 1. And Dying Light is about to have Dying Light 2 come out.
That's the one where it's like, I'm about to blow up.
Yeah.
It's so sad. They're still like acting like they're a thing.
Yeah, I can't believe they're acting. They're still like,
no, this game is still coming out.
Yeah, we're still working on it.
Still working. Still coming
out.
That
shit's coming out.
I mean, it's gonna happen
eventually. It's coming out.
The Dead Island games were, they were fun. Like, they were, I enjoyed them.
Me too.
There was Dead Island and the Dead Island
Riptide. You didn't enjoy them at all.
I actually beat them.
I heard Riptide sucked.
Riptide wasn't as good. It was too short, and it was like, they took all the shit that was fun and try to make it like, oh, people really enjoyed this, let's do more of this, but then they like modified it to like
saturated it.
Yeah, and then but then they would change it up too, like, yeah. It's like, no, that's not what we wanted at all. You made the fun boring. Apparently,
what else did you say? Dead Rising and what?
Saints Row and Time Splitters.
Did you hear that Ghost Runner is going to get a 120 FPS 4K upgrade on PS5?
I did not.
In November or something?
It's really like runs pretty impressively.
Yeah.
Yeah, it runs 60 FPS right now, so it's going to be it'll be able to run 120 FPS
in on 4K. PS5? That's crazy.
On PS5, yeah. And Xbox, but.
That's pretty
sick. That game's it's too fast for me. Like, it makes me feel dumb and slow, just terrible at video games.
I have dumb, stupid hands.
Yeah.
I can't react to
that's
the things.
That's how Mortal Kombat Online needs me.
Yeah, that too. Like, you just feel
I'm dealing with things beyond my comprehension.
What was on that new Infinity? What does he say? Like, what's it called?
She's talking about reincarnation?
Yeah. Like, reincarnation?
It's funny. You have like a hair transplant of Darla's hair all over your... Donald Trump.
Oh, like Donald Trump.
So...
Old Donnie T.
Who actually said it? Hold on. So, Ed Boon...
Ted Boon,
yes. I guess he was talking, he was doing a live Twitter thing.
Uh-huh.
And someone was asking him about Shaolin Monks.
Chilling with Monks?
Shaolin Showdown?
Yes.
Shaolin Monks?
Show. I like that show a lot.
She was awesome.
Yeah. What was the name of the main character? The bald kid?
Oh, yeah, that was a good show.
Wasn't it Zhao or some shit?
I think it was, yeah, something like that. Like X-A-O. That was a great show.
Forgot about that.
Yeah.
Do
you remember the Jackie Chan adventures?
Yeah, that was good too.
That was good
too. Uncle! Yeah! That was a good show. Jackie Chan was the shit, man.
And he still did his own stunts in the third too.
Yeah. He vocapped.
I got Jasmine watching Rush Hour. She didn't want to watch it.
Uh-huh.
And because it was on HBO Max, I was like, let's just watch it. She's like, oh, I don't want
to
watch it.
I've been wanting to watch this too.
And so I was like, no, let's watch it. And so, like, she was bored at the very beginning, and then, like, once the Mariah Carey scene popped up, like, she was like, okay, and she was in. And then, like, by the end of it, she was like, there's part two! Let's watch it! So we ended up watching all three, like, back to back.
Back to back to back.
Back to back to back. Speaking of watching shit back to back to back, I know I'm super late on fucking Invincible, but fucking Invincible.
It's not that late.
Damn.
Yeah, no, that show's great.
I like
that. Yeah, that shit's a fucking banger.
That's how that's how you fucking build a new superhero.
Yeah.
Just like that. Because you don't like, at first you don't like Invincible. You're like, Nolan's pretty cool.
Yeah,
Nolan's
cool.
I don't care
cool,
if he killed
yeah.
all these fucking people.
That was terrible, man.
I don't know why she didn't swing.
You're like, he's so whiny.
Yeah.
And then he fucking loses every fucking fight.
Yeah.
And then by the end of it, you're fucking rooting for him.
Yeah.
Like, as that in that last episode, you're like, dude, there's so much to look forward to in the second season.
Yes.
Yeah, they kind of set up, like, all the villains that he's going to be fighting.
Yeah,
because,
like, I forgot about, like with fucking Doc Seismic, I forgot about him.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he's with those lava fucking things at the end.
Yeah.
And there's him, there's his girlfriend's dad. And then, what's the lion's name?
I don't know, but he fucked everybody up in that fight with Machine Head or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He almost killed Mark.
Yeah. Fucking bat a big-ass hole in his
head.
I like how violent it is.
Yeah, so
I fucking
cool.
love that last episode. Like, it's so fucking
the first episode
crazy.
And the last episode are so good.
Yeah.
The last episode going through the train, oh my god.
Yeah, she was so sad, too.
Yeah, like, you know what? It was messed up because I was watching it, because Jasmine was... I watched most of it when Jasmine was at school, I think. Uh-huh. And then she came home, and I was, like, wrapping up an episode. She went to go play. And I was like, she's outside. I can watch one more episode.
And she walked in?
I know. I didn't realize. It was the second to the last episode. And I didn't realize she was watching from the window. Uh-huh. And so she came inside. And, like, I'm like, fucking just... I'm in the movie. And then, or the show. And then, like, I realized she was, like, watching the whole thing with me. And then the train scene happens. And she was like, why is he killing everybody?
It's so nonchalant.
So I had to explain to her, like, why is he killing everybody? Because, like, because she saw at the age, everything's black and white. There's good guys and there's bad guys.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like, I thought he was a good guy.
Well, he's pretty black.
Yeah, well,
as black as it gets right there.
At that point, yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, because she thought, oh, like, he's a hero. Like, why is he doing all that? So it's like, kind of like, well, he's not. But, yeah, it's deep. It's good. I've never been in this room.
It's because he can't yet.
Oh, that's fucking
It's because
cool.
he will be in. Just kidding.
I like how every time they're going to say his name, the title page.
Yeah.
That was
sometimes cool. They fake you out, though.
Yeah.
They'll be like, oh, here it comes. Oh, no, that's not it.
And then, like, how every
Do
episode
it.
Had more blood. Every episode had an extra blood splash.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
and
by the end of it, it's just fucking
covered.
Yeah, practically the whole title is just covered in blood.
And it's a good metaphor for like the way he is, like that, like when he tries to say that old lady, and he just fucking like falls.
And then, like how traumatized they are at the end. Oh yeah, that fucking one was the fight with those time aliens.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then that old lady, so he just broke her arms because
he
crash landed with.
Yeah.
He was the one that did more damage to her
than the fucking aliens. Yeah. I hated his girlfriend.
I know, she was
annoying. She's cool at first.
She's like Peggy Hill.
Yeah, she's like Peggy Hill.
She's always bitching. She always has something to bitch about.
Like, she was, like, the first couple times you meet her, she's cool, and then, like, their whole interaction on the phone.
And
like,
then, like, he's gonna do everything she wants, and then she's gonna be like, oh, now I think you're racist.
Yeah,
you're only so nice to me because I'm black, and that's racist.
I kind of wanted him to end up with Eve, but then at the same time,
but that's what you want.
Yeah, that's what they want you to want. I want to read the comics now because I heard the comics are really good.
I think the comic's over.
Yeah,
it's complete.
Yeah, so I want to see if I can find some back issues and get into it.
But yeah, I mean, like, that's how you build the new fucking heroes, and just keep recycling the old shit over and over.
I didn't realize it was, what's her name? Kirkman. Same.
Yeah, Robert Kirkman.
There's a lot, they have
same
a lot of good
guy who did
ones.
Walking Dead.
So same writer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They have a lot of good voices.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mark is Glenn.
Yeah, I know, I saw another one.
And in the first episode, there was actually a lot of people from The Walking Dead who were cast.
Yeah.
And then, like, they were, like, most of the people who died. That's funny. J. Jonah, the guy who plays J. Jonah Jameson.
Yeah, did you guys realize that was the same guy?
What? I don't know his actual name. It's just J. Jonah Jameson.
Simmons.
Oh, J.K. Simmons.
J.K. Simmons, yes. I knew it was two initials.
Yeah, the guy who plays Omni-Man is a...
Yeah.
Okay.
From, Spider-Man. The dad from, or he's the dad from, Juno?
Is he in Juno?
Yeah,
I've never seen
the dad in Juno.
Oh, yeah.
And then he's in
yeah,
Oz.
Right.
He's the main white supremacist in Oz.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he was, huh?
I forgot what his name was in Oz. Schillinger. Schillinger, yeah. Yeah.
Schindler?
How do you remember so much of that show? That show was...
I watched that show, buddy. Am I adult?
Hey! Come on, cut it out.
We'll take a break.
Let's take a quick break.
Oh, yeah, we're at
three. And we're back. Pop, pop. Whoop, whoop.
Yeah.
Pop, pop, whoop, whoop.
So, where'd my stories go? My stories... Let me see what I got again.
I forgot what I was doing.
Oh, so... They're teasing Shaolin Monks.
Shaolin Hunks.
So that would be dope. Shaolin Monks was a fucking amazing game.
They're releasing it this month. Shaolin Hunks. For Gay Pride.
It's actually a calendar. Dude, I remember Marvel. I don't know if DC ever did. Marvel used to do a swimsuit edition of their comic books. And so it was always like it'd have all the X-Men characters, and like Beast would be like in a Speedo, and then and he'd be like surrounded by like he'd have Rogue and like a bikini, and then fucking like, all the like Storm would be flying above them in a bikini. And just,
how much more fucking scantily clad do you need them? They're already wearing super skin tight.
Extremely scantily.
We need them to be half naked and skin tight.
Teenage me wanted naked.
We need half the suit to be ripped off.
That's why I sat there
ensuing that.
That's why I sat next to Gabe with that computer as he typed in X.
I gotta see this.
I wanted to see naked X-Men characters.
Yeah, you did.
Instead, what I saw.
You wanted to watch naked X-Men? Like you're into the trans thing back then.
Yeah. But they don't call it X-Men anymore because it's considered it's considered insensitive. So after Shaolin Monks, the other rumor swirling around right now is that Mortal Kombat 2 has found his Johnny Cage.
Oh,
Ryan Reynolds.
No, so that's one of the rumors. For sure. So Ryan Reynolds is one of them. Chris Pratt and The Miz are some of the rumors.
I heard The Miz. Yeah.
No, they need a no name, like just like
I
the rest
agree.
Of them.
No, they do need a name. Johnny Cage is the one where you can get a name.
That's I guess because
he's
an actor.
A hot, he's an actor.
So
they could get a hot shit actor to play a hot shit actor.
The hot shit actor.
Hey. Tom Holland.
You're right. I like that. You're right.
Is Charlie Hunnam.
Who?
No.
Jax.
He's not.
Yeah, he's not.
He's not like charismatic. Or he's not, like, humorous enough.
Yeah, I don't think he doesn't... Like, I can see The Miz doing it. I can see
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah,
because they're funny.
Yeah.
Like, so is Chris Pratt. They're funny.
And Ryan... Or The Miz
I've
already plays
seen
that character.
Charlie Hunnam do anything funny.
I can see Channing Tatum.
That whole acting
Channing Tatum career. Would be good, too,
in his whole acting career, he never did anything funny except for kill himself in Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah, Channing Tatum would be good.
Yeah, Channing Tatum would be good. I would like to see The Miz. I think The Miz, because like, that's the character The Miz already plays.
Yeah. Who's The Miz?
The Miz is a wrestler.
Oh.
The thing I love about The Miz, though, is he was on Real World, like in the late 2000s or early...
Road Rules?
No. I forget what house it was. But he was always obsessed with wrestling.
Oh.
And like, so his... Yeah,
he was always, I'm going to be the best. Yeah.
And his favorite wrestler was The Rock. His favorite wrestler was The Rock, so and his name is Mike Mazarski or something like
Mazarkian.
That.
Mazarski.
There we go, something like that. But so he started calling himself The Miz because he wanted to be like The Rock.
The
uh-huh. And that legit became his fucking wrestling name. And so
M-I-Z Miz?
M-I-Z, The Miz. But yeah, so the rumor right now is Charlie Hunnam.
I haven't been here since the house has been.
Where'd it go?
Nowhere.
It was never there.
Yeah, it was never there. It was always these rocks.
Can you go up to that balcony up there? Or that?
Yes.
You can't go up there?
Well, you can't get up there now.
Can you eventually
get up there? I need to
get up there, too. I see that there's something up there. I was just curious.
I see I need all the glyphs to do this thing.
I just...
You haven't gotten that one yet?
Yes, I just got all the glyphs.
See, I just need one more.
Still need one more?
I just got it. It's in,
You don't have 70 glyphs.
Yeah.
There's no shot.
I swear to God, I have 70 glyphs.
How do you have 70 glyphs? You've never even been to the...
Yeah, you haven't even been to the second half of the game.
I have all the glyphs in this... For the...
But you need all the glyphs in the entire game. 70 glyphs.
I thought you meant just for this area.
No, not just for this area. You cocksucker.
Or for this biome. Anyway.
Oh, this fucker got in my way.
I hate the fucking Dementors.
These cocksuckers, dodge, though, when they know you.
When you aim at them, they shift.
Or, yeah, when you hit the heavy,
Oh, they're talking about the trees?
Yeah, when you hit the...
When you hit the fucking, hellfire?
Yeah. Oh, I got them.
They're super easy when you have, the artifact that increases your stagger damage for every parasite you have.
Yeah.
And you have like 5 parasites. That should just fucking stun them. You just stun them like
that. I hate how these guys can run faster.
They're like right on your ass the whole time. The thing that's good for the Dementors is the execution bolts. Just melee one of them and it kills 2 of them.
Yeah.
I'm out of here. And I'm gonna get damaged in these lasers.
These are easy though.
Yeah.
Just jump now.
Yeah, but you could always fuck up.
So,
what is a kinetic field?
Jake Paul and Tyron Woodley.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah, we haven't talked about that.
That's a new one. I think Tyron has a chance.
He has a chance.
I mean,
is Tyron a boxer? Or no,
he's a better boxer than
is he a striker?
He's more of
a wrestler, but
yeah, he's more.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Fucking Tyron Woodley sucks at boxing too.
Yeah,
he just has power.
Yeah, he's got power. That's the thing.
He's got power. And so, he's not he's not like fucking Ben Askren for sure.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I think he has more of a chance. But yeah, that's the
thing.
But
Tyron's still fighting, isn't he? Ben wasn't fighting for
him.
Yeah. Ben was retired and had like hip surgery and he's a fucking horrible boxer to begin with.
To begin with, yeah. But fucking. Yeah, Tyron Woodley is like, he's got power.
He has power, but who knows how the power is going to translate with boxing gloves on.
True.
Yeah, because what are the boxing gloves? Like an extra half a pound?
They're like double the weight of the...
Double weight.
They're like 4 ounces, I think, UFC ones.
Yeah.
And the gloves are 8?
Yeah, they're about 8.
What are regulation gloves? 8?
8, or? Yeah. Oh, it depends on the weight class, too. I think if you're lighter weight, it goes down.
I don't know why I wanted to say 11.
No.
Yeah, I thought people fought with 12.
No. That's like training.
Oh, really?
I think that's one thing about training. But yeah, I think Tyron, out of everyone that he's fought, has a better chance. This guy's more, like, he's more comfortable on his feet as opposed to Ben Askren.
Yeah, but... He's still not a good boxer.
Still not a good boxer. Like, that's the thing, is like if Jake Paul wants...
Like, I could probably beat up Tyron Woodley in a boxing match.
But if Jake Paul wants respect as a boxer, he needs to fight a boxer.
Yeah, but Tyron Woodley is way better than...
I think it'll be a good fight.
I think it's a good step. It's a good step up from...
Yeah, from everyone else that he's fought so far, yeah.
From Ben Askren, too. Yeah, and from everybody else.
I still think the Logan Paul thing. Logan Paul is going to be garbage tomorrow. No matter what happens, it's going to be just terrible.
I'm excited to see Chad Johnson.
I'm curious about that one.
Who'd you say he's fighting with?
He's fighting an MMA guy.
Oh, that's right.
Brian Maxwell. I don't know who that is.
Brian Reynoldsenbaker?
Yeah. I would want one of those re-rolls, the weapon re-rolls in here. Because it'll roll it to an item also.
Oh, nice.
It won't just be another weapon.
I didn't realize the translocation spheres just take you to the rooms that are already on the map.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, because I went. I didn't. I,
oh, you did them all, and then you went to, and then you hit the translocation. Yeah, and it took you to an empty one already.
Yeah. Oh, well, no. Luckily, it wasn't empty because I had picked up an item and dropped one there, and like I just happened to have an open slot when I went back. So I was like, oh, I get my item back. Mm. But I was like, what the fuck?
Adrenaline discs.
Oh, that's the one I told you about. Like, you don't have to kill anybody for it to get your, to build up your adrenaline. You just have to hit them.
Oh, right.
You just have to hit them.
That's pretty cool.
And it'll count as a kill.
Hulk Hogan is in love with Thor's arms.
Oh, but, isn't he supposed to play him?
Yeah, he's going to play him in a bio.
So Hulk Hogan posted...
And I think he's ready.
He posted this tweet, or this picture of Chris Hemsworth. He says, my brother has that Hogan pump.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's like you can slam Andre, brother.
Hulk Hogan's pretty cringy nowadays.
He is. But I think that has a lot to do with, like...
No, he used to be badass back in the day.
Back in the day, yeah.
He's always been cringe. Hot shit. He's always been cringe, except for in the 80s when he was around.
Yeah.
And then after the 80s, he became cringe.
What was that movie he was in, you remember it? Where it was like... Like Three Little Kid Heroes. Was it like Three Little Kid Heroes?
No, that's Three Ninjas. He was in his first movie was No Holds Barred with him and Zeus, with him and fucking Debo.
Yeah, what was the one where he was like a superhero kind of?
He was like Suburban Commando.
Yeah, I think that was.
And Undertaker's
like
that
saving
one.
Kids and shit.
Yeah.
It was like does it end like at a roller coaster, like at a
amusement
park? Yeah. It's like the final.
Yeah, and the Undertaker is the villain in that one.
I don't remember Undertaker being.
He was. Let me see. I'll show you a picture of Undertaker. Just so you can see what he looks like. He looks so like.
Who's? Looks like Kane.
Yeah. That's what he saw. His red hair.
Who else is gonna be in that movie?
Which one? The Hulk Hogan movie?
Yeah.
Let me see.
Is The Rock?
The Rock could play his dad.
Is Young Rock going to be there?
Young Rock just show up. Let's see. I don't know if they've actually cast anyone else other than...
Didn't they cast the Macho Man?
No, that was Young Rock. They had Macho Man.
Oh, and that was terrible.
Yeah, I didn't like that one. He looked Indian. I never saw the episode though. I haven't. After Dad's house, I couldn't watch it anymore. Yeah. Just like I was like too much like.
Yeah.
So, like it's too similar. Goddamn it. No, yeah, they haven't announced anything other than. Oh, but speaking of casting, The Matrix 4 has added Christina Ricci to the cast.
Matrix 4 did.
Matrix 4.
So because Christina Ricci added one of the fellow woke warriors.
So Keanu Reeves, Carrie Ann Moss, Jada Pinkett Smith, Daniel Bernhardt, Lambert Wilson.
Daniel Bernhardt Jr.?
Jada Pinkett.
She was Morpheus' love interest.
Jada Pinkett.
Neo like Patrick Jada Harris.
She's annoying.
Yeah, she's annoying as well. An entanglement. What is it? An entanglement. It's in August. Entanglement. No, you fucked them.
They're teasing. Michael Keaton's been confirmed to be in the new Batman movie.
Diane Keaton?
Yes, Diane Keaton.
Oh yeah, they showed like a bloody Batman chest. But that shit just looks like grape jelly.
It does. Like Batman was sloppy eating it. But yeah, so they've announced that he's gonna be in it, and he's gonna be wearing a bat suit in the movie. Specifically, this is the chest of his bat suit.
Why is that?
It's reminiscent of what he wore in the original.
What's going on there?
It's like embedded into.
So this is what he wore. Oh, this is a photo from the set of him in the costume.
Oh yeah.
That's Michael Keaton in the costume.
Really?
Yeah. So it's not the exact same as the original one. That he wore, but it's very, very
similar. That's for the Batman movie or the Flashpoint movie?
Oh, I'm sorry, Flashpoint.
I hear the Batman movie's going through some rough stuff.
What?
Apparently the budget's just way too damn high. And
what Batman movie?
Or not the budget.
Oh, the one with Homeboy.
Yeah, Robert Pattinson. Yeah. Supposedly Warner Brothers hates it.
if Warner Brothers hates it, that's probably a good thing.
Is it though?
It's not blue shade. The lighting is not blue enough to our liking.
It's not dark enough.
Yeah. It's not grayscale enough. It's not omnitone.
It's not my Batman. Fucking Christian Bale's my Batman.
Michael Keaton will always be my Batman.
It doesn't look like a WB show. It doesn't look like the rest of the WB shows.
Yeah. Which are trash. This is too good to be trash.
So apparently there's a TikTok trend where people are dry scooping fucking
dry workout? Yeah. Well, a lot of people do that.
A lot of people. I do that.
No, you're not. So you shouldn't.
You shouldn't. I know. I don't do it a lot.
As dry? Well. Like you just put the powder in
your mouth? Yeah, you put the powder in your mouth and you wash it down with water.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, it is. But I've only done it a couple times when it's like, fuck, I don't... Like, I'm going to work out now.
That's the most disgusting shit I've ever
done. Yeah, I don't get it. Why don't you just...
Normally I mix it, and normally I'll drink it.
Fuck, I almost... Why don't you just drink it while you work out? That way you can work out for longer.
Well, because it's pre-workout. You're supposed to drink it before you work out. Normally
no, but if you're drinking it, it's pre-workout because it's before you're doing your reps. So if you take little by little before you take each reps, you're going to have more energy throughout your entire workout instead of just energy in the beginning of your workout, you tire out.
Yeah. No, what I normally do is I'll get on the bike.
Take it from Gary, he has higher Peloton numbers than you, bro.
I'll get on the Peloton and I'll drink like, for like my water for the ride. Is my pre-workout, and then once I do that, I'll do whatever workouts.
Bad move, man. It doesn't hydrate you. You're gonna have a bad time on that Peloton.
You're gonna have a bad time.
Oh, but so yeah, right now that's the trend is people are dry scooping on TikTok, and an OnlyFans star. I don't know if she's an actual star. I never heard of her. But she had a heart attack.
She's in the top 1%. She's
20 years old.
There it is.
Oh yeah. Never had that.
No, I don't think so.
But she's only 20 years old. She had a heart attack from dry scooping.
Good.
She's a stripper and an OnlyFans star.
I hate pre-workout. You try it and you're like, my heart does not need to beat this fast.
Yeah. I love pre-workout.
To, like, get a good workout.
Yeah.
Like, the fuck?
I hate doing any cardio now. I could do it when I'm doing a...
If I'm not lifting, I'm not going to drink
pre-workout. Yeah, I can do it if I'm lifting.
If I'm not lifting, I'm not going to drink pre-workout. If I'm just doing cardio, if I'm just doing the bike or whatever, I'm not going to... Because it's... To me, it's like...
Because cardio, I'm fucking... My heart rate is already like at 90.
Yeah, exactly. I don't need anything high. I did try it once. I took pre-workout before getting on the Peloton. Mm-hmm. And I just... Like, I was... Like, I couldn't breathe. I was like, I'm not doing this ever again. I hate the way people talk nowadays.
I hate no cap.
Yeah, that's what that... So this is what the quote is.
Bro, no cap.
I don't know why people think I'd cap about a heart attack on this. You're annoying as fuck.
All cap.
I'm trying to help people not make the same mistake I did. All
the cap. That's the new all the homo.
That's the name of the episode, all cap.
All the cap.
But yeah, she said she didn't let anything happen.
That's a good one.
But yeah, it's because of the
cuck was a good one.
Cuck.
That's a good. That's a newer term.
Is it though?
Yeah.
It's a new insult. I don't think it's a new term.
It's not a new term, but it's new like.
It's new lingo.
I don't like.
It was either. More. It was more like a in the loop thing. Like if you were a cuck yourself, basically you knew it.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, true.
Like, if you were in that realm, whether you were cucking someone or...
Oh, yeah.
Being the cuck.
Or being... or being cucked. Is it cucked? Is that...
Yeah.
Why don't you kill that green thing?
I'm trying.
Doesn't look like it. Same. I thought you had to shoot the orb itself.
Bussin'.
Bussin' okay. I'll
bussin' is cool.
Yeah.
She's bussin'.
I don't mind bussin'.
Slapping? No, I
don't. Slapping's a little older. It's like a... When that shit slaps, that was, yeah. that was a couple of years ago.
That's a good one.
I don't know, like a...
I'm not hip.
Yeah, I'm not into the slang these kids take nowadays.
Yeah, you are.
But, yeah. Like, no, one of my employees, I was talking to her about something, and she was like, oh, no cap.
Oh, my God.
And I was
she
like,
used it in real...
Yeah, and I was just like...
Real day, the language.
Like, because I said something, and she, like, oh, she goes, like, oh, like, instead of saying, oh, you're right, she was like, oh, no cap. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah, I told somebody. Oh yeah, you know, they told me they were vegetarian, and then they said something about Mexican food, and I said, you know, a lot of Mexican food restaurants use like animal lard in their rice and beans. And she's like, no cap.
No, I'm capping.
All the cap. And I said, no, all the cap.
All the cap. Sony has revealed that 41% of PS4 and PS5 owners are women.
Wait, what?
41% of PS4 and PS5 owners are women.
That's just because, what are they going by? They're going by the credit cards
that they
fucking bought them with. Because
it's somebody's
girls,
mom's.
Yeah, somebody's mom's.
Somebody's
mom's. And their girlfriends and shit.
Kids, moms.
They're like, yeah, it's a fucking woman that owns
this. No, they're basing it off the accounts. The PSN
that are being played.
It's like, it's the guys pretending to be.
Yeah.
It's more guys pretending.
More guys pretending to be girls.
Yeah.
It's like 20% actual girls.
Yeah.
35%. Was it 45% girls?
41%.
21% guys being girls. Maybe they just identify as girls though.
That could be it too.
Yeah.
Maybe they accidentally clicked female when they made their profile.
They couldn't go back.
No, that's all the guys tend to be good.
Did you guys see the Spider-Man thing? The Spider-Man fucking at Avengers Campus?
Yeah, it's the doll.
It's the one that we talked about a long time ago.
Animatronics.
What do they call it? A robot?
It's what do they call it?
A robot though?
No, they call it something else now.
This one officially is called Stick Man. But they call
Stick Man.
Yeah, but I forget what they call the Disney robots before. They don't call them robots. They call them I don't remember.
Swinging majigs.
They're called, yes. The political term is machine people.
And then there's pictures of the food at the Pim.
Oh yeah, they have a shawarma place.
Yeah, they have a shawarma place. Oh. When we talked about it, like, oh, they better have a shawarma place.
Yeah.
They actually have a shawarma place.
What's it called? It's called
I think it's just called shawarma.
No, it's like two words. It's like
I'll look right now. I just saw the video on it.
That's the only reason I would want to go back to Disneyland.
For shawarma?
Yeah. And for that sandwich.
Sandwich? To get you 6 inches?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they have, this is called the Impossible Spoon.
Oh.
It's got a giant meatball and a little meatball. It's got like giant pasta, little pastas in it. And then
you don't need all of them, you just need
70.
Okay.
I think you need all of them for the one that's right before Ophion, or right after Ophion.
Oh, really?
Whatever it is.
Yeah, that's the chicken sandwich. And the way the test kitchen is, it's pretty much. So like the little pretzels.
Big.
And it's a big pretzel.
That's funny.
They actually have a giant pretzel.
That's cool.
And then yeah, you get the food. It's on a giant. It's served in a giant spoon. And they give you a tiny fork.
That's funny.
There was a...
Is it a tiny fork or is it just a normal size fork?
No, it's a tiny fork. And all in the giant chicken breast and a tiny bun.
Oh, yeah.
I like how the soda machines are actually like... And then
is that Mandu? Or is that a...
No,
is that Mandu?
It's from the show. Like from the
is that Mandu?
Mandu.
Mango Dose.
Fucking love me some Mandu.
Mandu.
Oh, here's a shawarma place coming
Mandu,
up.
Mandu,
right,
baby.
Oh, this is the cocktails. Like the
boba?
The actual alcohol.
Alcohol boba?
Alcohol boba.
Alcohol?
Alcohol.
It's called Shawarma Place, a palace.
Shawarma Palace.
Shawarma Palace.
Shawarma Place?
But it's a food cart.
It's a food cart, yeah. It's but it's the one from Avengers.
Yeah. Avengers.
Avengers 1?
Avengers 1, yes.
What did they lose?
I think on that note, let's go ahead and wrap it up unless you guys got anything else.
We're ready to wrap it up? Let's wrap it up. What do you think is going to happen on the fights tomorrow?
I think
Logan Paul's going to win.
He's going to win by powerbomb and then pin him.
By powerbomb?
But then immediately gets disqualified for not understanding the rules.
No, they're going to allow it Floyd Mayweather brought up wrestling.
Yes.
The ref is going to get poked in the eyes. He's going to get distracted. And Mayweather's going to hit Logan with the championship.
Oh, my God. I want the referee to get distracted at some point.
And Mayweather rock bottoms Logan Paul, which then leads Logan Paul to powerbomb.
He gives him a low blow. And then he's Stone Cold Stunners.
Dude, you know what's funny?
I don't even get hurt in that shit anymore.
I was talking to somebody right now about...
Have you got that yet, Peter?
What?
Where you could just do this?
No. I was worrying about that because there's those areas in the Crimson Waste where it's like, no dash, and the floor's made out of that shit. And like,
the floor's made out of lava.
We were talking about... we were listening to a podcast. We were talking about Stone Cold before he got the stunner. He was using the Cobra Clutch, uh-huh. Right? That was his move. And so it was one of the free... it was Michael Hayes. They told him, you should try this, make this your finisher. But it was like, can you imagine if Stone Cold never got the stunner as his finisher? Like, the big thing was him running out of the ring and just stunning everybody.
Yeah.
Like, if he had the fucking Cobra Clutch, he would just run up to somebody, start choking him out, and just run up to somebody else.
Like the transmission?
Yeah. He couldn't do it. He'd have to run up to everybody, just, like, choke people. They'd have to just, like, instantly pass out once he put it on him.
Yeah, he wouldn't be able to drink beers and Camel Clutch.
Clutch. It just wouldn't work out. On that note, don't forget to follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheRealPressStart, on Twitter @RealPressStart, on Instagram @TheRealPressStart.
I'm gonna have to fight this guy. He'll follow me.
Like us, rate us, review us anywhere you get your podcasts. Now on that note, game over.
Palmcast?
No more questions.